Hare Krishna. Damodar Ashtakam is a very beautiful composition by Satyavrata Rishi, and it has been commented upon by Sanatan Goswami. So I will discuss verse by verse the meaning of the Damodar Ashtakam and its significance and relevance in our practice of bhakti. So let us begin with the first verse. Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasatkundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam Yashoda Bhiyo Lukhaladdhavamanam Paramrishtam Atyantatodhruti Gopya. So it is Damodar Ashtakam. Ashtakam is eight verses. So the eight verses are all centered in the glorification of Lord Damodar. And actually this comes as a part of a discussion between Satyavrata Muni, who is narrating this, to Narad Muni. The Puranas are generally spoken by Vyasadev, but they are written down by Vyasadev, but Vyasadev himself is actually speaking or is writing down different conversations that have happened at different times. So here he is describing this particular conversation, and it is a part of that Satyavrata Muni is speaking this. So Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. So he's beginning this pastime, which is actually describing a very intimate and very extraordinary facet of the Lord's glory. That is how he becomes controlled and conquered by his devotee's love. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Controller and the Supreme Conqueror. But he becomes controlled and conquered by love, by the devotion of his devotees. And lest we misunderstand such a pastime, lest we start thinking that this is just an ordinary child, he begins it by saying Namami. Namami first of all is a respectful offering of obeisances. And he also says Ishwaram. The word Ishwaram can, in a generic, analytical or philosophical sense, mean the Supreme Controller, the Controller of all energies, the Master of all of existence. In a more intimate devotional sense, Ishwara can also mean my Lord. So my Lord is a very intimate address. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Vaishnava song, Amito tomara, tumito amara, kikaja paradhane. He says, I am yours, my dear Lord, you are mine. What other things do I need? So the word Ishwara can also be an intimate form of address when we are talking about it as the Lord being my Lord. Namamishwaram. Now what is the nature of this Supreme Being? He is Sachidananda Rupam. He is not a formless light. He has a Rupa. And what kind of Rupa? Sat Chitananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Sometimes in some cakes, there is a coating of cream. So that coating of cream is soft and very delicious and very attractive. Now, sometimes out of that coating of cake, coating on the cake, that same material may be used to be shaped into a particular form. Say if the child's birthday is there, then with that cream, a small child's figurine might be made. So that whole figurine of the child is fully nothing but cream. So like that, the Sachidananda, the whole Brahman spread everywhere, Sachidananda. But that all-pervading Brahman manifests in a form of concentrated bliss. Concentrated Brahman in a particular form, which is actually the highest revelation of Brahman, that is the Supreme Lord. So he is Sachidananda Rupam. His form is nothing like the Asat Achit Niran, the form of this world. It is supremely attractive, being eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And then Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam. So this transcendental Lord, who is worshipped as Vishnu, who is the Ishwara, Supreme Ishwara, but what is he doing? He is Gokule Brajamanam. He is performing pastime, Brajamanam, effulgent. He is illuminating Gokul with his pastimes. And which particular pastime is talking about? when we are looking at someone, suppose we are looking with a camera at something, and suddenly something catches our interest, then we focus and take the camera closer, try to get a closer view. So here in this pastime, Satyavrata Muni in his meditative trance is taking a close up, not just on Krishna, but on Krishna's face, and not just on Krishna's face, but on his ear, and not just on his ear, but on his earring. And Kundalam, he's thinking this, you know, I would be fortunate if I just touch the lotus feet of this Lord and get a little bit, or even the speck of the dust which has touched his feet. But this earring is so fortunate that it is right on the beautiful face of the Lord in the ear. And not only is it in the ear, but also lasat. It's effulgent, fortunate. His fortune is as Krishna is running. So Satyavrata Muni's vision is right in the middle of the pastime, that Krishna has stolen butter and he is running, and as he is running, right in the middle he is seeing that this kundala, it is moving, and as it is moving, it is touching Krishna's cheeks softly. And Satyavrata Muni is thinking that what is this kundala doing? It is actually kissing the cheeks of Krishna. None of the other ornaments of Krishna have the fortune of kissing his cheeks. This fortune, which is reserved for his most intimate devotees, that fortune this kundala is having. How extraordinary fortune. Lasat kundalam. And actually, it is not Krishna who becomes beautiful with his ornaments. It is the ornaments that become beautiful by being present in Krishna. He is bhushanam bhushitaha. Bhushanam bhushanam. He is the ornament of all ornaments, as Uddhava tells in his remembrance of Krishna in the second and third chapters of the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Yashoda Bhiyo Lukha Ladhavamanam. So, it's not just extraordinary that this is in Gokul. Gokul itself is a simple villager's abode. It is not opulent, magnificent, materially very extraordinarily impressive place as is Vaikuntha. So that the Supreme Lord in such a place itself is extraordinary. But even more extraordinary is that Yashoda Bhiyolu Kalad. That out of fear of Yashoda, Dhavamanam, Yashoda Bhiyolu Kalad Dhavamanam is running away. We know that Krishna had stolen butter and was feeding butter to the monkeys. And suddenly, as he was feeding the butter to the monkeys' face, their mouths fell open, their eyes became broad, and they froze. Krishna understood something is wrong. And just one glance, he saw Madhurishadha, he jumped up and he started running away. Running away in mortal fear. Yashoda Bhiyoluka Laddhavamanam. Laddhavamanam. He ran. And what happened as he ran? Paramrishtam Atyanta Todhritya Gopya. So, Paramrishtam, that Lord whom nobody can cause fear and nobody can outrun. Actually, Bhirabhyasya Bibheti, Kunti Maharani also remembers this past and he says how extraordinary it is that the Supreme Lord of whom everyone is fearful, that Lord has become fearful of Mother Yashoda and is running away in fear. In the Bhagavatam, it is described that when Kalayavan tried to catch Krishna, Krishna was just calmly walking away, Kalyavan was running at full speed, but he could never catch Krishna because the sinful cannot attain Krishna. Yashoda Mai, she on the other hand was able to catch Krishna. Paramrishtam, she ran faster than him. Atyanta todhritya gopya, after great effort, she was able to catch and bind Krishna. How wonderful is this Lord who is superseded by his devotees. He becomes fearful of the devotee, runs away from the devotee, and is outrun by the devotee. How extraordinary is such a Lord! Namami, to that Lord, I offer my obeisances.